5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Michael just ate Chick-fil-A sauce and Pringles.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Felon activities.
Maybe, but there's nothing wrong with it.
You postmated IHOP. Felon activities.
Here's a bigger felon activity. I postmated IHOP from an IHOP that is walkable to my house.
I mean, yeah, every time I've ever done that, I just wonder if they pick it up. And then are they like, oh, fuck yeah, this is an easy one? Like, God, this piece of shit. I almost want to put a wheelchair next to my door just so like questions aren't asked. You know, if you come out on crutches or something.
Yeah. Or you just come out and be like, I'm lazy. And just grab the food.
Yeah.
I tipped them. Were you busy though? No.
That's the funny part.
I didn't want to. I just didn't want to go. Dude, anytime you do a thing, it takes so long.
Always.
And I don't want to wait for the food. Get in my car. Gas prices are astronomical.
Parking.
What's a parking? I don't want to park.
I think it's a bird.
Man, fuck parking.
Dude, my mom has an app that you...
No.
We went camping. My mom's the most wholesome lady in the world. I look over at her phone and she's, you click record when you hear birds and it lets you know what bird is around you. It's so wholesome.
Dude, it's so like, that's Shazam. Like Shazam for birds?
Shazam for birds.
That's great.
And it lets you know how rare they are. She's like, it's a red herring. It's a pretty rare bird around here.
I love that.
And I just, it's just like so funny the different worlds we're in. She's doing that. She wants to retire. I'm over here yelling about cum.
It's the same thing. I want to do that type of app for a horse. Just be like talking to this. And then she goes,
what's up?
And then it goes, just a bit whore right on there. And lets me know how many
what's the most whore thing you could say right off the bat?
Put that cum in me, daddy. You're like, what's your name though?
But what's a more like indiscreet one? I think it would be a sentence. I was like, well, after All-Star Weekend, and then we went to Dan Bilzerian's house.
Got it. Just herpes at the end of that sentence. Herpes.
It's funny if you put an accent on it. Herpes sounds kind of fancy.
Hermes is a belt.
Close. I went to Las Vegas and over the weekend, and we went to a buffet. This is funny. It was $90 to get in at Caesars one. No. You know what's even funnier? They had an hour and a half wait, and this lady, we're like fucking with her because you know, like that post party or drinking day, we kind of just don't really care.
Yeah,
we're joking. We're like, no, come on, we're performers in town, let us in. She's this old lady, we're kind of just fucking with her a little bit, like, but she's laughing back, it's a good time. And then I jokingly was like, come on, is there a wait? And I put out $50, like, is there still a wait? And then she looked around, she's like, I can't do that. And she goes, but if you ask twice, I might. And then I was like, come on. And she took $50 and she
and she let you in.
She let us in.
That's really, I've never seen it actually work.
Paying money to cut a line at a buffet is a sad peak thing. America.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
Huh.
There's something about buffets and crab legs where people lose their minds.
Crab legs just in general, I think, are phenomenal.
They are, but like from a nice restaurant. They were still really good from a buffet, but it's just so funny. They just have like just tubs of hot crab legs and there's a line. It's also big line.
Think about this.
Next like tapioca
think
pudding.
Think about where Vegas is. That's not close to water, ladies and gentlemen.
No, not at all.
And people lose their goddamn mind over all the fish there.
I had vile. Yeah, I had sushi in Vegas, and it was very not good.
Oh, not good?
No. But the same thing to your point. I was like, where's an ocean? Where's a water? Where's a Jesus?
None of that exists in Vegas. Jesus is not real in Vegas, and water's not real, and premarital sex is not, like, just yeah. It doesn't mean anything. Go ahead.
The amount of electronic scooters parked out front of the buffet was, I don't know. Could be that. Could be age or whatever, but it just like, you knew you were getting closer to the buffet based on the amount of parked scooters you saw.
God, that's a sad sentence. That is America.
It is.
A parked scooter, that's America.
Dude, there was like a fruit bar, nobody touching it. Crab legs, going off. Eggs Benedict, going off.
Having a melon ball.
It is
2 p.m. and maybe. I want an Alaskan kid crab legs up my urethra.
Dude, daddy. I mean, when was the last time we went to, okay. When was the last time we went to a buffet?
When was the last time I was depressed?
Some of the food is actually good, which is even more sad.
I honestly, dude, I don't, buffets don't really do anything for me because I don't eat a lot. So like to pay all that money to get into a buffet doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I definitely didn't eat them. I didn't eat my money's worth.
No.
But it was just like, we're in Vegas, might as well.
Yeah, dude. I mean, when I was, I think I said this before, but when I was in college, we had this steakhouse called Ryan's Steakhouse, and it was a buffet. And we would get high as shit and go there. Then I would eat my money's worth. So I would have like a steak and crab legs and like just like three pieces of cheese, just wild shit. Just all put it, like none of it even makes any sense together.
Yeah. No, that's exactly how it was. I was having breakfast. I was having like slow cooked, like short rib, crab legs, tapioca,
dude,
lemon fritters.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
How was camping with the family?
It was cool. I mean, we used to go a lot as a child. I remember seeing the exact tree that I kissed a girl at for the first time ever in seventh grade.
You kissed a girl on a tree? So you've been you've been wanting to do freak shit outside since you were a kid.
Oh, Davy Bones Crockett. I'm out
here. Hold up.
I'm out here. No, I've always, because we used to all camp there with like me and like four or five other families. We'd all go to this place in Santa Barbara. There's a campsite out there. And when we were driving up, I was like, oh, that's, we always stayed in like the same one, same, cause it's like cabins. Yeah. We always stay in the same cabin. And I saw the tree, this girl, Lena, she's my first kiss. I went in for the kiss. She went in for the makeout. I wasn't expecting it.
Oh, so you went in for a peck and she was like, here's my tongue, daddy.
Yeah.
And so
I had to adapt quickly. I had to, you know,
did you even know what you were doing?
No,
so you didn't watch my How to Kiss videos?
I'll watch it tonight. I was so nervous, but like I tried to play it cool, but dude, I was rocked up on site.
100%. That quick. Dude, that's when you were that young, that dude, oh my God.
I still get a little bit that way.
Me too.
A couple of squeezes, a couple of kisses, and you're like, well, hold up. Are they building something in my pants?
There is something.
You better put the cones out. We got construction workers on site.
Dude, there is something. The kitchen really gets your boy. My girl's like leaning over cooking muffins, and I'm like, I will fuck you before the muffins are done. Hey,
you got about a 23 minute window.
All right, they're fast muffins.
It was nice going camping though. Yeah, it was good, cool just hanging out with them. It was genuine, you know. And we cooked all of our meals on a fire, which was fun.
Whoa,
yeah,
I've never cooked a meal on a fire.
Charbroiled, it's actually really good.
Do they know? Oh, your mom's a chef.
Mom be out here whipping and flipping.
You are?
No, my mom. Yeah, but my parents are so funny. Like I only see them in increments of like, oh well, let's meet for dinner. Let's do a thing. You spend like more than 12 hours with them. They're so married. It's insane.
Oh, right.
Like, they're just like, my mom could sneeze too loud. My dad would be like, warning would be nice next time. He's just like startly. And my mom just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I put the corn here. Now the corn's not there. She's like, I don't know what to tell you. And he's like, wow. Just both in their iPads, not talking.
Yeah, dude. That's also such a weird thing about parents now is they're all pretty much retired. Or living like just amongst themselves. So it is such a weird, like I pick my head up. I was on vacation with my mom and my sister and the kids or whatever. And I would constantly pick my head up. My mom's not talking. And she's a very talkative person. Pick my head up. She's on Facebook.
On her phone. Yeah.
And
my parents are the same way.
So weird. Like, dude, during dinner.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, do you understand if I was on my, if phones were like existing when I was like 10, 11, 12, 13, still living in the house, my mom would beat me in the face if I was on my phone.
It would be like not at the table.
Correct.
Something. Yeah. It is interesting. It's both my parents.
God.
But it's just.
My dad's constantly like, you know what my TikTok's full of? And I'm like, what? Bitches? And he says, yeah.
I would love to see. What's your dad's name again?
Eric.
I would love to see Eric's For You page.
We could probably FaceTime him and he would show up. Well, I couldn't. You can't make that. I can't make that happen. Well, I could FaceTime his wife and he could show us
something.
He would definitely do it. And I'm telling you, he's told me before that it's just all like lip syncing fat tit people. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like people go, baby, baby, just tit. Like, it's just, it's horny. He says that's how he like preheats his cock before he jerks off at two.
You can FaceTime and watch TikTok together now.
Oh, we can share a screen.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok that I need to show Michael. Can I airdrop to you?
Yeah.
It reminds me of Michael. Let me find it. God, I'm the worst person.
Is this like a water buffalo or something?
What?
I don't know. This just reminds you of me.
Oh, okay.
Also, guys, this is a footbed that people keep sending me. I mean, I've gotten 25 messages with this footbed.
Footbed?
It's a footbed, like a brown, or not brown, whatever the fuck, like a wooden footbed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's exactly what it is, the bed.
Oh, yeah, and it's shaped like a
foot. And it's shaped like a foot.
Oh, like a love bed, but foot.
I think so, yeah. And I have, I mean, dude, 58 people have sent me a picture of this footbed. I can't get it.
When was the last time you got jerked off by a pair of feet?
Literally yesterday. I mean, literally yesterday.
On the Lord's Day?
If you want to hear the rest of that insane, wild episode, you got to sign up for the Patreon or
Stiff Socks Plus. And that's just exclusively through Apple. Like you listen to the other podcasts. You go on there, you tap add extra, $4.99 a month, and you get unlimited free frickin' Friday episodes.
Every Friday, dropping 4 episodes a month.
Ad free. But there's also no shame in going on over to Patreon, where you can also watch the exclusive episode and video and get access to the Discord. You still get the same episode, but look, we got some Apple people up in the chat. It's easy. Ba-bam. Double click. Face scan.
So go
Baba
on.
Booey.
Hey! So go on patreon.com/StiffSocksPod or sign up on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple Podcasts.